People took to John the Baptist very seriously. They were interested in what he had to say, and he attracted a large number of people whenever he did. And they responded to his directives. He told them to join in the fight against sin, so they were baptized. He told them to prepare for the kingdom of God, and they asked, "What should we do?" And John answered them by telling them, "Tax collectors, you got to quit cheating the people." Soldiers were told to stop extorting money. People with means, those with two cloaks, were told to share their possessions. Advent prompts us to ask the same question: what should we do? And in the gospel, Jesus says, "Be compassionate as your heavenly Father is compassionate." Compassion can be defined as having pity, understanding, and concern for the sufferings of others. We're all called to compassion on those around us, as well as those suffering in our nation and in our world. Today, though, I'd like to just focus on compassion in the home. The center of the home, the heart of the family, is mom. She needs compassion. Husbands need to have compassion for their wives. And those women with children at home, particularly babies and young children, live with the constant pressure of caring for them 24/7. They want everything to be wonderful in the home, but they feel that most of the effort put into that is theirs. Christmas approaches, and they feel overwhelmed with all the things that need to be done in trying to create a special time for the family. So they spend so much time trying to please others that they often run out of gas. And when a child becomes sick, for example, women suffer with them with a very hurting heart. Many women hold jobs outside the home while tending to their 24-hour job at home. Some people tell them that they're enjoying the best years of their life. Sound like a mother-in-law? Even though they might think, good, when is the fun going to begin? Sometimes even their husbands don't make an effort to understand them. Men, you need to recognize the sources of your wife's stress and support her, even if that means doing nothing more than a little sign of affection and appreciation from time to time. Daily hugs, when she least expects them, go a long way to ease her burdens. And even more so, asking if you can help her is music to her ears too, if she doesn't have a heart attack. She would probably say no, but she'd be very happy that you asked. Compassion demands that a husband understand his wife might not be at her best on a given day, but she is always trying to be her best. If you are a husband, you should pray for your wife, support your wife, and care for your wife. Or to be more theological, you should extend the compassion of Christ to your wife. Husbands also need compassion. They try to support their family very often with jobs that they'd rather not be doing. My father was one of those. He worked in a slaughterhouse in Austin, Minnesota. They have too many stresses in their lives, both with work and participating and the things that are going around the house. But men are usually better at hiding their stress than women. And as a result, generally, men are not as sensitive as most women, and they can often misunderstand their wives or their children. When they do this, they put a guilt trip on themselves. They may feel like a burden in their own homes. As a result, some men feel like they can never do the right thing. So what should we do? Well, if you're a wife, you should pray for your husband and let him know that he is appreciated and that you're grateful he is doing his best to be a good husband and a good father. You parents together are aware of the pressures placed on your children by school, society, their peers, even members of your extended family. If learning were easy, then children would not have to go to school. Social pressures, learning how to deal with others, diversity, are all component parts of their education and are often more difficult than some of the hardest classes they take. Children, especially teens, often feel that they are not living up to their parents or grandparents or their teachers' and classmates' expectations. When they do something wrong, they fear that they have disappointed others, and then ultimately they're disappointed in themselves. What should a parent do? Parents need to have compassion for their children, to guide them in a way that's loving and kind, while remaining firm on the direction that they should go. Years ago, a mother told her pastor that she went away to college with an appointment to a military, one of the major military academies. She thought that surviving that first year would be the hardest thing she'd ever done in her life. Then she got married and had children. Her second child easily gave her a run for the money. The child made the academy seem to be a minor issue. That child was extremely intelligent, did well in all her classes, but found school boring because it was too easy for her. She couldn't see why she had to go. So every morning she put up a fight, a real fight. There was a lot of screaming involved, so much so that mom sometimes had to assure the neighbors that she wasn't beating the kid. Just trying to get her into the school bus, or most times, since the school bus was missed, into the car, was a challenge. I'm mentioning this because that child now has a doctorate and a very successful career. And the mom now admits that number two was worth every bit of the extra effort. That child needed a great deal of understanding. She needed compassion, and she got it. She needed loving parents, and they were there. But her parents had to be firm in order to prepare her for her role in the world, and more importantly, for the kingdom of God. When the Lord taught us how to pray, he included this phrase, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." We need to apply this to our family life. All of us have battle stories of one kind or another. All of us have been wronged by others, including those within our own homes. All of us need forgiveness from others from time to time. Mostly, though, we need the forgiveness of our God. But we cannot fully receive that forgiveness unless we are doing our best to give it to others. What should we do to prepare for the kingdom? The people asked John the Baptist. We ask the Lord today the same question. The answer for both is the same. Have compassion. In these very fleeting days of Advent, awaken yourself to the joy and peace of receiving God's mercy and extending that mercy to others. Actually, this is why Jesus came in the first place, to show mercy to us so we would do the same thing to others.